Hey, what's up? I'm Elias Schutzman. I'm a drummer and a waiter here in Baltimore City. Or maybe I'm a waiter and a drummer. Anyway, if you see me around town, it's probably because I'm serving you a burrito or a margarita. And if you don't see me around, that means I'm overseas again on another tour with my band, The Flying Eyes. You know, some bands sometimes joke and say, "We're big in Europe." Well, the weird thing is, that can actually happen. But it doesn't change the fact that when the tour is over, I come back to the dish towels and the drink trays. And the truth is, there's a bunch of us like that here in Baltimore. International troubadours for a month or two at a time, then it's back to the 9-to-5. So I've been having some conversations with other road dogs about what it's like out there and what it's like to come back home. This guy you're about to hear? We took him on tour with us a couple of months ago, last time we went to Europe. 13 countries, 33 shows, and then we all came home to the rest of our lives.
Yesterday, we just hung out, played music, and I got tore up. I woke up to come here to play you guys some slide. I couldn't find my slide anywhere, so I took the bottle we drank and I smashed it and made a slide out of it. It works. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Laszlo Lee from Laszlo Lee and the Motherless Children. I've been a musician and hanging around Baltimore, in and around Baltimore, since I was born, pretty much. This current project, the Motherless Children, has been around since 2005, and I've been baking pies at Dangerously Delicious here in town and, you know, being the road dog at night. About this batch within, you know, 5-10 minutes at the most, and crank out 12 pies within 45 minutes to an hour. I can't complain. I make pies for a living. We do everything from, you know, sweet pies to the classic savory stuff, and then by night I get to plug in my amplifier and just, you know, let all that day's stress out.
In case you haven't heard of it, Baltimore's got a pie shop called Dangerously Delicious Pies. Its founder is a guy named Rodney Henry. He's a star on the Food Network these days. But about a decade ago, he was just a road dog, a guy who loved to tour with his rock and roll band and who happened to know how to make really good pies.
It all started out with Rodney and his whole music thing. Like, you know, it's like he went on a long tour himself. He brought out 60 pecan pies. He was working down at Friend's Pub, you know, but baking pies on the side. He grew up baking pies with a grandma. So he'd come back after this long tour. He had more money from selling pies on the road than he did playing music. So he's like, oh, you know, F this. I'm going to start a pie shop in town. So that's how the whole thing started, you know. So he's sitting back, and most of the people that were here was hiring was musicians around town. He's like, you know, you guys are out, you know, touring, or you're not making that much money a night when you're coming through town. So how about this? You come through town tonight. You're a band from Pittsburgh. You're playing Baltimore tonight. How about during the day you come through here and you roll out some crust for me? I'll pay you $10 an hour, and then you go play your gig and make whatever money you're making there. I'll keep you, you know, keep you mobile. A lot of eggs. It's just like a cool aesthetic that started, and it's pretty much kept to it. So a lot of us there are musicians, and I work with a guy, Raymond Peters, from the band Ravagers here in town, and, you know, he took off for his long tour, and he came back to town, held down the fort. I took off for Europe, you know, with the Flying Eyes for a bit, and, you know, it's just kind of a trade. It's really, really cool. You know, we like what we're doing. Oh, looking good.
In September 2014, Laszlo Lee and his band, The Motherless Children, took off with me and my band for a 5-week tour in Europe. I've done this circuit many times before, but for Laszlo and his crew, this transcontinental tour thing was a first. I love his music, and it felt so good to be able to bring him along and introduce him to a new world full of rock and roll fans. And to be honest with you, it felt good, too, to get to experience the whole thing again for the first time through Laszlo's eyes. The thrills, the spills, the highs and lows, everything that comes along with being a rock and roller in a place far from home.
Killian Patrick was born on May 24th, and we took off within 2 months later, and that was the main thing that kind of hit home for me on tour. It wasn't like, oh, you know, we haven't got to do laundry in a week, or I'm tired of being with these 8 smelly dudes in a van or something. It's like, you know, I really missed being there. Luckily enough, you know, I got to come back to see his first smile, laughter. Now he's starting to scoot and crawl and stuff. He's 7 months old now. But it's like, for that month and a half there, I mean, that was one of the main thoughts. As soon as we got off stage, it was like, you saw me. I was in the corner texting nonstop. I mean, granted, it was a struggle to come back to go to work and have to pay the bills again, whatever, but it's like, while we were there, it wasn't like we were screwing around. You know, we were doing what we were there to do, and we were making decent money because, you know, we had to do it. You know, when you book a tour like that, it's like, you have to come back with something, and you have to push yourself in order to play those shows to make a living. We were like on a system. We had like, here's what you have to do and here's what it is. And we just like, you know, we abided by that. We had a blast doing it, but we were a team and did it. When we came back home here, it's like, you're off to your own vices. You can go sit out to the local bar till 2 in the morning time and drink yourself stupid and then go back to work at 7 in the morning feeling like crap. You know what I mean? Or it's like, over there, you had a schedule. You were like, da-da-da-da-da. You had to do something. Okay, nothing on the tour made me doubt myself as an artist, but I started getting like that anxiety and that longing for home when you start hearing about what's going on back home, you know? We left for a beginning and we were in, you know, such high spirits and whatever, and 2 weeks being on the road, we heard some bad news about stuff happening in Baltimore, you know? Friends passing away, girlfriends cheating on you, all sorts of other stuff you don't, you know, really plan on happening, but hey, it's obvious, you know? That's life, and that's what happens. So I don't think ever on tour I was just like, oh my God, I can't play guitar, I can't do this anymore. But I was like, I wish I could just be home for 2 hours to straighten some stuff out. When I first got back, I was like, I just want to spend some time in my room alone, put on a record or something, and lay down and zone out. And like, I did that the first night, and I loved it. I woke up the next morning, and I was like, I want to go back out. Like, I think I really only need like a 24 hours of rest to get back going on the road again, you know, because then the depression started creeping in. It's like acclimating back to like, okay, today you're not driving somewhere to play for a couple hundred people. Today you're going to work to make, you know, 100 pies. Fresh heavy cream, a little bit of sugar and a splash of vanilla, and just let it slowly whip up and be nice and thick. We go through a lot of this stuff. For us, it really lucked out. You know, we could have come back in the dirt and had to go right back to work and been behind for 2 months on rent because we were gone for so long. But it worked out that, you know, we made some money selling some records and some money selling T-shirts. So we came back, that rent was taken care of, and we just eased back into that daily lifestyle that we were working. You know, it wasn't like we were struggling, but it's kind of a pain in the butt to be so elated and every single night you know what you're doing. You're getting in the van, you're going to go play for some appreciative people. And, you know, and you're going to have fun and do what you want to do. And granted, making pies is fun as hell, but after living in a van with a bunch of dudes and every single night is Friday night and you're playing that rock and roll music, it's kind of hard. I just put in, requested off from the shop here for April. We're doing a little week tour in April.
So,
yeah, just heading down south to, like, South Carolina and back. It's going to be awesome.
Musician and pie maker Laszlo Lee, profiled here by rock musician and waiter Elias Schutzman. You can find links to their bands, Laszlo Lee and the Motherless Children and The Flying Eyes, online at our website, wypr.org/signal. You're tuned to The Signal, an original production of Your Public Radio in Baltimore.